Netflix Arabic original drama Jinn sparks major backlash in Jordan. By Breitbart News on June 20, 2019. Amman, Jordan, AP, on a high school trip to Jordan's ancient city of Petra. A group of teenagers sneak out at night to drink beer, smoke weed and gossip around a bonfire. A girl asks her frisky boyfriend to take things slow. By global Netflix standards, its first original Arabic series Jinn hardly pushes the envelope. But when the show debuted last week, many Jordanians were shocked and appalled by a program that had been billed as a point of national pride. Some Twitter users blasted the series as pornographic. Government ministers vowed to censor it. Jordan's Grand Mufti denounced it as a moral degradation. Lawmakers called an emergency session. The Attorney General demanded the Cybercrimes Unit take immediate, necessary action to pull it from Netflix. While the government has not made good on its threats, the outrage nonetheless has shaken Jordan's self-image as a bastion of tolerance in a turbulent region. It reflects a cultural gap between the reputation of the country's Western allied ruling elite and conservative Muslim public, many of whom consider it haram, forbidden, to drink alcohol, smoke marijuana or even kiss before marriage, and look to television to deliver morality. Jordan likes to think of itself as miles ahead of other Arab countries, said Jordanian media analyst Saeed Hatter. But the reality is, although social media is flooding millennials with more modern content, our traditional values and morals have not changed. The five-episode thriller centers on a private school in the capital of Amman, a bubble of liberalism and privilege in the country. School buses cart the teenagers off to a wide-open desert haunted by ancient demons that make strange and terrifying things happen. Prior to the release, the internet was buzzing with pride in the first Netflix original from the Middle East. Directed by Lebanese filmmaker Mirjean Bouchaya and locally produced by Elin and Rajiv Dasani, the series, featuring an all-Jordanian cast and backdrop, sought to portray Arab youth outside Hollywood stereotypes and shine a long-awaited spotlight on Jordan's nascent TV industry. In a Netflix statement, Basil Gandour of Jordan's first Oscar-nominated film Thieb, hailed the series as a real turning point for Jordanian representation. Entertainment bloggers praised Jinn as an antidote to the grim news from the volatile region. Jordan rolled out the red carpet for the series premiere at an upscale Amman golf course flocked by paparazzi. But the royal family's cosmopolitan reputation doesn't entirely reflect Jordanian society. Almost immediately following its debut, excerpts from the pilot episode spurred scathing posts on social media. Complaints were various. For starters, the actors curse in Jordanian dialect. This will encourage teenagers to use indecent language in the streets with their families, said Laith Al-Tantawi, a 31-year-old Amman resident. Of all places, these transgressions occur in the historic site of Petra, the country's crown jewel of tourism. But what seemed to bother viewers most was the kiss. "I will never allow my children to watch it. This is impossible," said Kedem Al-Kiswani, 42, a mother from Amman. "It contradicts our morals, society and our religion, it contradicts everything." Hatter, the media analyst, said that while far more scandalous American shows flood the country's screens, he had never before seen Jordanian actors kiss on TV. "Much of the country lives in camps in rural areas and follows the orders of patriarchal society. They do not condone such public displays, even if these things happen privately," he said. Jordan's Royal Film Commission, which had granted Jinn producers approval to shoot, sidestepped responsibility, saying in a statement that it neither condones or approves or encourages the content of a film or series. It tried to play down the controversy as the outcome of divergent opinions that reflect the diversity of Jordanian society. The tourism ministry, which had preemptively welcomed the show as a promo for Petra, also tried to deflect blame, berating its lewd scenes as a contradiction of national principles and Islamic values. Jinn's progressive defenders dove into the online combat. In an op-ed, journalist Daoud Kutab argued that because a mere 1% of Jordan subscribes to Netflix, to say that it corrupts society is an exaggeration. Jordanian TV critic Maya Malas wrote that the show's brazen exploration of young love defies Jordan's long legacy of self-censorship. In response to a request for comment, Netflix said the series seeks to portray the issues young Arabs face as they come of age, including love, bullying and more. It added, We understand that some viewers may find it provocative, but we believe it will resonate with teens across the Middle East and around the world. So far, attacks on Jin have been rhetorical. Although Jordan's Attorney General and Information Ministry threatened to block local access, it's still unclear if and how the government will take action. Netflix said content removals are rare but that it complies with takedown requests from authorities. The streaming site drew global condemnation earlier this year when it obeyed Saudi Arabia's order to pull an episode of its show Patriot Act with Hasan Minhaj, which criticized the Crown Prince, from the kingdom's Netflix feed. Despite the firestorm, Netflix is accelerating its push to the region, announcing that its second Middle Eastern original, Al Rawabi School for Girls, would launch later this year. Its Jordanian director, Tima Shamali, says the series, with its focus on the travails of young Arab women, strives to push cultural boundaries and spark conversations in her country.